You like to play your own game. Cover it up, don't let them know what you're thinking.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Sela.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Flora. 哎，希拉，你有没有一瞬间想过，今天我不想上班了，想在家里躺着呀？
Definitely. That feels relatable to me.
最近好像比较流行“人生是旷课，人生是旷工”这样的说法。
Really? Okay. Why do you say that?
Yeah, Sela. 其实这句话的原话是这么说的：人生是旷野，不是轨道。Life is more of a wilderness than a track.
Okay. So life is more of a wilderness than a track. So what does that mean?
他的意思是说，人生的旅途不是沿着一条固定的轨道前行，而是像 wilderness 一样充满了各种各样的 uncertainties and changes, 不确定性和变化。
That is true. I can understand comparing life to a wilderness because it does have a lot of uncertainties and, you know, infinite possibilities. But why compare it to a track?
Well, here's the thing. In China, society and families expect a lot from young people. 社会上有些家庭会赋予年轻人很多期待。比如说，就家庭而言，一些家长希望他们的孩子进入大学之后呢，按部就班的考公、考编或者是考研。尽管可能很多孩子不是很适合大学的教育，与之相比，他可能更适合从事技术类的工作。
Yeah, I would agree with this. They could go straight into trade school or start working full-time.
Yeah, they could go straight to a trade school, 技术类学校。
But just like you said earlier, there are a lot of expectations and pressures placed on young people these days.
Yeah, there are a lot of expectations, 期待 and pressures, 压力。所以很多时候可能因为不想辜负那些期待，从而选择了可能不是自己最喜欢的那条路。
That makes sense. Hearing that sounds really sad though, because you are signing up for a life you are living for someone else and not for yourself. You're spending years of your life doing something that does not make you happy.
Yeah, you're signing up for a life you're living for someone else, not for yourself. 因为你活在别人的期待里，而不是活出自己的人生。You're spending years of your life doing something that does not make you happy. I feel sorry about it as well. 有些人花费了人生很多的时间，想到了让父母开心，家人开心，结果却没能做到让自己开心。
Yep, for sure.
那 Sela, 在美国有没有类似的社会和家庭对年轻人的期待呢？
Yeah, I would say in the United States, there's certainly a mix of societal and familial expectations that can influence a young person's life trajectories.
所以美国呢也是有一些 societal and familial expectations, 社会和家庭的期待，而且他们也会 influence young people's life trajectory.影响他们的人生轨迹 trajectories.
Yeah, and while there are general cultural norms and expectations, they can vary greatly depending on factors like regions and socioeconomic backgrounds, ethnicity, and really even individual family diversities.
Exactly. 这些 cultural norms and expectations 也是受很多因素影响的，比如说 region, 地区 socioeconomic background, 社会经济背景ethnicity, 种族特点 and individual family diversities, 还有个人家庭存在的 diversities, 差异。那 Sela, 在考虑了这些因素之后，有没有一些比较突出的对年轻人影响比较大的一些 cultural norms and expectations 呢？
Yeah, of course. I think some families may have specific career aspirations for their own children.
一些家庭可能会对他们的孩子有特定的职业期待 specific careeryour aspirations. 具体有哪些呢？都是一些什么样的职业呢？
Well, it really depends on that family and what dreams they have for their kids. Sometimes they want them to take on the family business, or others may want them to do what they are doing. Others just want them to do something that gives them the most money or freedom, like a doctor, engineer, or lawyer.
不同的家庭会有不同的职业 期待，这个确实哈。Sometimes they will want them to take on the family business. 有些家庭会想让孩子继承家业。Others want them to do what they're doing. 有些家庭呢就比较开放，让他们做自己想做的就可以。Others just want them to do something that gives them the most money or freedom. 还有一些家庭呢，希望自己的孩子能做一些薪资高而且比较自由的工作 ，like a doctor, engineer, or lawyer. 像医生、工程师还有律师。这个我非常可以理解哈，你像在中国也有许多家长希望他们的孩子能从事一些特定的行业，比如说医生啊、教师啊等等，这些家长当然也包括我的妈妈。
Okay, tell me more about this now, I'm curious.
Well, during my college years, my mom expected me to become a teacher in a public school after graduation. And then she had me prepare for the license exam, 让我去准备资格证考试。
Wow, it sounds like she knew exactly what she wanted of you.
对，我当时把备考的书都买好了，结果就是我发现我没有办法违背自己的内心去做不喜欢的事。 I found that I cannot go against my heart to do something that I don't like. That doesn't mean I don't like public school teachers. I've met a lot of great teachers who are both professional and kind that I'm still in touch with. But you know, this job is just not for me. 我就是觉得当体制内的老师不适合我。That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes total sense. And I'm glad you realized it, though, because not everyone is made for every profession. I think we all have different passions and talents for a reason. So it would not be good if all of us were doctors or all of us were teachers.
Right. We all have different passions and talents. 我们都会在不同的方面有着不同的热情和天赋。Not everyone is made for every profession. 并不是每个人都可以适合每个职业的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Sila 刚才跟我们分享了美国的父母对他们的孩子的一些 specific career aspirations, 职业期待。那 Sila, 除此之外还有没有一些 social norms 可以跟我们分享一下？
Yeah, of course. So they might expect their children to achieve certain milestones by certain ages, like graduating from college or starting a career.
Expect their children to achieve certain milestones. Milestones 也就是我们所说的里程碑，每个阶段的人都可能会取得一些 milestones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many young Americans are pursuing higher education after high school around 18 or 19 years old. And then young adults often enter the workforce in their early to mid-20s and then ideally achieve financial independence from their parents, usually in their mid to late 20s or even early 30s.
Pursue higher education and enter workforce. 这个我可以理解哈。就是上大学然后工作，这个都差不多。但是大部分美国人在25岁到将近30岁 in their mid to late 20s 才实现经济独立， achieve financial independence， 这个是真的吗？
Yeah, well, this is becoming increasingly harder to make happen and is not as realistic as it used to be. It's still a common expectation.
其实是这样哈 Sila， 之前在中国有这样一种说法， It is said that parents in the US separate their childrenfrom their own families at the age of 18 and ask them to provide for themselves.
Yeah, I would say that this has changed recently because it's getting very expensive to live on your own and more young people are having to live with their parents longer. But overall, this is a pretty typical expectation within American culture.
Yeah, it is getting very expensive to live on your own. 现在来说呢，一个人住确实是成本非常的高。More and more young people are having to live with their parents longer. 所以越来越多的年轻人不得不延长跟父母住在一起的时间。确实啊，现在的就业压力和形势之下，全球的年轻人都面临着很大的压力。经济独立确实是越来越难了，这是事实。所以这些 milestones 的实现阶段其实是要不断随着时代的变化而变化的。
Yeah, for sure. Things are more fluid and not as set in stone, and much of it depends on what that person person's life situation is.
Yeah, things are more fluid, not as set in stone. 事情是 fluid, 是易变的 and not as set in stone, 并不是一成不变的。这个比喻非常妙哈，像在石头里一样一成不变 as set in stone, 我觉得非常的有道理。所以呢，在一些人生的阶段，如果你没有完成一些相应的 milestones, 也没有关系。而且有一句话说的非常好，就是每个人都有自己的时区，一切都是最好的安排。 Everyone is running their own race in their own time. They are in their time zone and you are in yours. 他们都在自己的时区里，你也是。
Yeah, in the US, after graduating high school, some will attend college and start their four-year degrees, but it may even be at the age of 40 or even older.
Some start college at the age of 40?
Yeah, it's very normal and nobody would think it's weird. They just wanted to go back to school later in life.
I see.
And others will take a gap year to explore the world, to travel, and try to learn what it is they are passionate about and really what they want to do with their lives.
有些人会 take a gap year, 暂停学业或者是工作去旅行看看这个世界 explore the world, 去探索一下 what they'repassionate about, 他们热衷于做的事情。
Yeah, it can be scary to go off the track or trajectory, but also very rewarding and I think worth it. In the end, a lot of people learn so much and are very shaped by it. Life is an adventure worth embarking on.
Go off the track, 脱离轨道也可能获得一些意外的收获。但是呢，如果你想要去旅行的话，也要考虑好 budget, 预算，以及再次就业的话会不会有困难呀，等等。可千万不要头脑一热然后说走就走，人生的旷野可不是真的旷工和旷课。
Yeah, for sure. There is a level of preparation you have to do, even in a gap year. If you're wanting to live with a YOLO, you only live once mindset and play hooky on life per se, you have to put some thought into that too.
没错，如果你想要抱着 YOLO, you only live once 的心态 play hooky on life, 对生活放任自流的话，确实是要多考虑一下的。之所以会出现人生是旷工这种说法呢，是因为有人把当下的 difficult work 简单的定义为 track 轨道，而把 unexplored unknown 一些没有探索过的领域呢叫做 wilderness 旷野，把它当作心目中的理想国，然后不多加考虑就果断的抛弃轨道去追寻旷野了，这恐怕是有一定风险的。
Yep, there are definitely risks.
Yeah, 比如一些年轻人裸辞去旅游，想要寻找内心的那片旷野，旅程还没过半，却发现自己的预算已经不足了。就算预算没问题的，回来在求职的时候，却发现自己再也找不到像当初那份这么适合自己的工作了。
For sure, people can always feel like the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah, 人们总是觉得 the grass is greener on the other side, 得不到的才是最好的。
Yeah, and there's always fun and difficulty to everything. Being in the wilderness of life is exciting, but also unpredictable.
Yeah, a track can also be fun, and wilderness can also be difficult. 旷野和轨道之间呢，其实也没有那么严格的界限，更多的时候是旷野和轨道的结合。人总能找到一条适合自己的道路，不管是哪一条，只要坚持走下去，都有可能行至开阔。
Yeah, for sure. I think all of this is very important and interesting to think and talk about. So thank you so much for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed. Please leave a comment if you have any thoughts or maybe talk about what you did or what your parents think. And we would love to hear from you.
See you next time. This is Flora.
See you next time. This is Selah. Bye.
Bye.